Debbie Roberts, owner and financial advisor at Property Apprentice. In today's special episode, we're talking about the recent Reserve Bank announcement and what it means for interest rates across the country. On February 28th, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand held the official cash rate, or the OCR, steady for the fifth consecutive time, much to the relief of many mortgage holders in New Zealand. So let's have a quick chat about what the OCR actually is and why we look at it so closely when it comes to mortgage rates. So basically, in a nutshell, the Reserve Bank has the OCR as a blunt tool to help either stimulate the economy or reduce activity in the economy. So when inflation rates are high, like we've got at the moment, the Reserve Bank keeps the OCR at a high level, or they increase the OCR until it reaches a high enough level to reduce activity in the economy. Now, reduced spending helps to pull inflation down. When lots of people are spending money, then inflation tends to increase. So at the moment, we've gone through a contractionary period where the OCR has been increasing and it stayed high for quite some time now. So the Reserve Bank's opinion at the moment is that they don't need to increase it any further. They think they've done enough, and I would agree with that. So, you know, they decided to keep the OCR where it is, not ready yet to drop it. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. So why the status quo for the OCR announcement? One key factor is the consideration of data lag. Now, unlike most nations, New Zealand updates its inflation figures only once every 3 months. We get quarterly results. While recent unemployment figures have shown improvement at 4%, indicating a relatively stable labour market, there's an understanding that this data may not fully capture current economic dynamics. The rise in unemployment data is just taking longer to come through, and some are projecting that it could push above 5% sooner or later this year. We're certainly hearing lots of stories about large companies going into liquidation or laying off significant numbers of their staff as well. So, you know, the delay in the results coming through does have an effect on the results that the Reserve Bank has to work with. In addition, while wage pressures have been evident, there are emerging signs that they might be softening, largely due to the fact that we've had high net migration. So there's more people in the employment market. So more competition from people looking for jobs means that there's less pressure on increasing salaries. The Reserve Bank's heavy-handed approach to increasing the OCR at such rapid rates, it has resulted in reduced household demand, and this does hurt businesses. Essentially, when people come off their fixed mortgage rates and they have to refix their mortgage at up to twice the interest rate that they were previously paying, they've got less money to spend in the economy. And unfortunately, this is what's needed to bring inflation under control. The Reserve Bank said themselves, and they've said it several times, that they'd rather overshoot than undershoot, to paraphrase. And when it comes to slowing down inflation, it can often take up to 2 years of OCR hikes before the impact actually starts to show. Employers are currently trying to hold on to their employees for as long as they can before downsizing. And as the economies cool further, there might be more firms laying off their workers. As I mentioned earlier, we've certainly seen evidence of that in the recent weeks. This trend, coupled with global indicators, suggests a moderation in inflationary pressures, has influenced the Reserve Bank's cautious stance at this stage. The Reserve Bank is likely to continue to use strong language when it comes to talking about OCR expectations. They're not likely to give an indication of interest rates easing until they actually cut the OCR. Otherwise, the market could act as if they've already made the cut, and that's going to be counterproductive because that'll increase spending in the economy, which could result in high inflation for longer. So I would expect the Reserve Bank to keep scaring the public with threats of keeping the OCR high and potentially even increasing it a bit further if required, right up until they actually make a cut. Looking forward, a significant development on the horizon is the Reserve Bank's plan to introduce debt-to-income ratios by mid-2024. It's commonly called DTIs. The strategic move reflects a proactive approach aimed at preventing overheating in the housing market, especially as interest rates are anticipated to go down. So let's unpack this concept of DTIs a little bit further. These ratios serve as a crucial safeguard for banks, ensuring responsible lending practices as interest rates decline. And actually, it protects the consumer as well, because if banks aren't lending them more than they can afford when interest rates increase again at some stage, then it helps limit the risk that individual consumers have when it comes to fixing their mortgage. So in essence, DTIs limit the amount that individuals can borrow based on their income. Owner-occupiers, the proposal is that they'll face a maximum borrowing limit of 6 times their gross income, and investors will be capped at 7 times their income, including a percentage of the rental income that property investors receive as well. Now, while DTIs might not have an immediate impact, they are expected to become increasingly relevant as interest rates decrease. This proactive measure by the Reserve Bank aims to maintain stability in the housing market and safeguard against potential risks associated with excessive borrowing, as I was mentioning before. So at the end of the day, at the moment, with interest rates being as high as they are, banks are testing your affordability to pay a mortgage at about 9% interest rates. When interest rates decrease, banks will reduce their test rates. Like pre-COVID, for example, test rates were around 6%. So, and that was when interest rates were at 2.5% or 3%. Can you just imagine if the test rates that the banks had been using had been 4 or 5% at that time, there'd be a lot more people in trouble with their mortgage rates now. So we've still got about 50% of all of the fixed rate mortgages coming off their fixed rates within the next 6 to 12 months. However, 80% of all the mortgages in New Zealand have already come off really low rates and had to refix at higher ones. So yes, there's still potentially a lot more to come, but we've gone through the majority of the massive increase in mortgage rates. So now, on to the million-dollar question. Will the Reserve Bank lower the cash rate, or is there another hike looming on the horizon? Now, opinions vary. Many experts are starting to believe that the August announcement could serve as the next pivotal moment in shaping interest rates decisions. Some aren't expecting a decrease in the OCR until 2025. My thoughts are this. With the next quarterly inflation results, the CPI, Consumer Price Index, not due to be released until 1 week after the April OCR announcement, I'd be really surprised to see a reduction in the OCR in April. However, if GDP results due out on the 21st of this month, so 21st of March, that's gross domestic product, so basically an indication of how the economy is performing. If those results show the economy is continuing to contract, especially if it's showing a strong contraction, and if employment figures, which are due out on the 28th of this month, followed by the CPI results for inflation coming out a week after the April announcement, if they all come in showing a significant change to support a small reduction in the OCR, then I believe that it's possible we could see an OCR drop in the announcement on 22nd of May. Obviously, it all depends on how all that data comes in. I certainly wouldn't bet on a drop happening before then, especially because the inflation results don't come out until a week after the April announcement. But I do think that there's a good chance that we could get a drop a lot earlier than most economists are predicting at the moment. In the meantime, for those with fixed rate mortgages approaching renewal, it's crucial to consider the evolving interest rate landscape. Interest rates have been falling recently, even though the OCR didn't change. And that's due to falling swap rates, which is another avenue that banks have when it comes to borrowing money to lend out as mortgages, etc. Exploring flexible options such as 6 or 12 month fixes could therefore offer opportunities to capitalize on the short term interest rate reductions and still leave further potential rate cuts down the line when the Reserve Bank decides to reduce the OCR. One last thing to think about. Swap rates and market conditions are very fluid. Nobody has a crystal ball on this. I know I certainly don't. At the end of the day, it's all just an educated guess. When it comes to choosing a fixed mortgage term, I highly recommend that you discuss this with your mortgage advisor, who can help you to make the decision that's right for you based on your risk tolerance, surplus cash flow position, and what your goals are with property. For example, if you're planning on selling a property, you probably shouldn't choose a fixed rate interest term for that property on your mortgage. All right, so thank you for listening. Hopefully you found that session helpful, and get in touch with your mortgage advisor if you've got a mortgage rate coming up for refixing shortly. Thanks for listening.